Or another player on the ball club, they would think that maybe they could get a little more information out of him, they could, of their own coach. But they seem to have just a little different attitude about taking criticism and also help that you'd like to give them.
I think that's right. Yeah. Now, what's your wife's name?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah.
How many years have you been married?
50. We celebrated our 50th December.
I think they're about, that's wonderful. I think they're about eight or maybe nine of the ones I've talked with who've passed the 50th and both are still living.
We celebrate in December. Yeah. We celebrated with our daughters and our grandkids and had a ball.
That's great.
Yeah. We really had a ball.
Joe Sewell has more than 50. I suspect Luke did when his wife died. George Yulee, more than 50. George is not in terribly good shape now. He got emphysema. And it had hit him just a few months before I got to talk with him last summer. And he, when I was talking with him, he had a little oxygen thing in his nose to give him, make it easier to breathe. And his wife, Helen, wrote at Christmas time, I guess, and said, we're just taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's about all they can do, I suppose. Anyway, did you have many brothers and sisters in your family?
I have two sisters, both older.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were born in Nebraska.
I was born in Nebraska, Beaver, Nebraska.
Yeah, right.
And we moved to Omaha when I was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. And how many children do you and your wife have?
We have three grandsons and two granddaughters. And the oldest is 22, and the youngest is 13.
Mm-hmm. And how many children of your own did you have?
Well, we have two daughters.
Two daughters.
She's living outside of Chicago, and Gay, she lives outside of Cleveland.
Any of them, the grandsons, show any tendency toward baseball?
No.
You can't do much about
that. Grandsons in Chicago, they're hockey players.
Yeah, that's a coming thing.
That's it seems like that's what everybody plays in their neighborhood. And in the wintertime, they've got a league that they're in, and they love it.
That's
and of course, they play baseball in the summertime. League games that they get in.
Yeah.
And my grandson in Cleveland, he plays just with the makeup teams that they get there.
Sure. Now, when you were in the majors, did your family travel with you? That is, did you go? You had a home all the time in Cleveland.
I went back to Omaha. The first year or so, we went back to Omaha. Then, when Gay, our first daughter, was born in 1934, we made the trip back to Omaha 1 year, and then we got kind of tired of loading up that car and hauling it all back to Cleveland, so we bought our first house in Cleveland. 1936, we bought our first house. Well, first we rented for a year or so, and then we bought our first house in 1936.
When you were coaching now, did you move your wife with you to a place in each of those cities you went to coach?
No, she came and visited every now and then when we were home, and then as soon as we went on the road, she'd go back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And that seemed to work out better because then she was home with our daughter in Cleveland. And then when I'd get back to our home base, like Chicago or Cincinnati, she'd come down there then for the 10 days or 2 weeks or what am I mean.
What would you say was and probably is still the net effect of the baseball season on family life. So, I mean, suppose the family lives in the city where the team is located and the player is still on the road half the time. That make any big problem?
Well, I give the wife a lot of credit.
I say the unsung hero.
I say she's really helps her husband out a lot. God takes care if they have children. She's with them most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And with night baseball now, the husband probably leaves the house maybe around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Never gets home until 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
Midnight would be average.
So it's pretty tough on the wife. And
it is.
You sure have to give them a lot of credit.
The umpires' wives even get more credit.
It's a tough life.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as they think. I know when we were first married, they didn't allow wives in spring training.
Mm-hmm. Remember that.
And so when we went to spring training, we were gone about 6 weeks, and that was a tough deal for the wives in. And then they allowed them to come to spring training, which helped them.
Sure does. So what, in your years with it, what did baseball come to mean to you, more or less?
Well, it was a good livelihood for me in the first place, and I liked it. I loved to play the game. I always just felt like I was really enjoying it and having fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they do as much these days.
Well, it's more of a business even in the executive side of it. Not like it used to be where your owner was a single owner.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of fun just having it, Bob.
That's right.
And, it was just a different setup altogether. Now you have these big corporations that own clubs, and it's really just a business. And the players, I think, are reacting the same way. It's just a cold business now.
Especially the stars, the guys that can command these unbelievable salaries. They got to be business people and have agents and everything else.
Well, that's right. I didn't make a lot of money.
Nobody in your day did. Practically, Babe Ruth made a little.
I had my best years in the 30s, and that was
depression
years.
Yeah.
And in fact, you felt lucky to have a job.
You're damn right. Yeah.
And you'd see all these other people out of work, and sometimes you felt like an odd guy just having a job that you did.
Having a job that was basically as much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would say, I suppose, that nearly all ball players in those days played it more for the love of the game than for money, though they obviously made a living out of it.
Well, the top players made a pretty good living.
Yeah.
Although the salaries wasn't large salaries, it was good in those years, we were able to put a little away and do a few investing here and there, and it helped. But the mediocre players, they were good players. It was kind of tough. I think AAA was so close to,
wasn't it?
Yeah, to being the major league caliber, that you could bring AAA players up the major league and send some down, and you wouldn't even notice the difference in the.
That's not true.
No, that's right.
For one thing, the difference I notice is that so few of the major leaguers, when they finish now, go back and play in the minors. For the most part, they're through.
They're just through.
But my God, in the old days, the Pacific Coast League would be half ex-major leaguers and the other half youngsters coming up.
Well, with the money they're making now, I don't think that they even considered going to AAA.
That's right. That's right. Did you notice in your time up there a difference in the strike zone between the two leagues? And that, was there a difference in those years between the National League and American League in the strike zone?
Well, I think there was a difference, the National League and American. The American League umpires seem to give you a few more high pitches.
High pitches, exactly.
And the National League seemed to give you the little lower pitches,
mm-hmm.
and also the pitches on the outside. In the National League, it seemed like you could cut the plate and the ball, a catcher could catch the ball a few inches outside the plate,
yeah.
even though across the front part, mm-hmm. it was a strike in the National League, where in the American League, it was more right directly behind the corner of
mm-hmm.
the outside part.
Mm-hmm.
And the umpires in the American League had a different stance.
Well,
they were
yeah.
More right directly behind the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And the National League umpires, with a right-hand hitter up, he would be looking over the catcher's left shoulder.
Yeah.
And that way, he seemed to
have a better view.
Better view, yeah. And I think that's the way they're umpiring today.
I think so too.
Copied the National League style.
Mm-hmm. In your day, I would say, I wonder if you would agree, but it seems to me that until after World War II, the American League had certainly a superiority in quality of players and stars, and that shows, of course, in the World Series and the All-Star games, too. Now that has reversed. What more or less would cause that kind of a fluctuation?
Well, I don't know. I know in the 30s, early 30s and late 20s now,
mm-hmm.
I think the American League had the